Mad Ship, The Live Ship Traders, Book 2 by Robin Hobb. Narrated by Anne Flosnick. Copyright 1999 by Robin Hobb. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Robin Hobb, care of Ralph Vicinanza Limited, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Spring. Prologue. A Recollection of Wings. Below the serpents, the beds of weeds swayed gently in the changing tide. The water was warm here, as warm as it had been in the south before they had migrated. Despite Malkin's declaration that they would no longer follow the silvery provider, her tantalizing scent hung in the salt water. She was not far away. They trailed her still, but at a distance. Shriver considered confronting him about it, but decided against it. She eyed their leader anxiously. The injuries Malkin had taken in his brief battle with the White Serpent were healing slowly. The gouges disrupted the pattern of his scales. The golden, false eyes that ran the length of his body and proclaimed him a prophet were faded and dull. Shriver, too, felt faded and dull. They had come far in search of one who remembers. Malkin had been so confident at the beginning of their journey. Now he seemed as confused as she and Sessuria were. The three of them were all that remained of the great tangle of sea serpents who had begun the migration. The others in their tangle had lost faith in their quest and had fallen away from Malkin.